Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to How To Tuesday this week. I'm with Captain Scott Walker. We're canning tuna in his kitchen and going over some How To Tuesday topics. Right now, we're going to talk about reef fishing and for snappers, for the most part.
Yeah, some do's and don'ts. Yeah.
Do's and don'ts.
All right. Florida Keys, the most beautiful place on earth. The reefs are 4 miles out, easy accessible. But that being said, they're easy to access. Lots of boats are out there. So the first problem we always deal with is courtesy. The charter boat's out there trying to make a living. You're out there trying to make your friends and family happy, catch fish. And when it comes to anchoring, how close do you get, or do you even bother? The reefs support a lot of fish, and chum holds them there. So as a matter of fact, if boats are already lined up, you're welcome to come in, but keep a reasonable distance, 50 to 75 yards, and set your anchor out in front of the boat so that when you come tight, you're stern to stern with them. You're not up in front of their boat pulling the fish under their boat to you. You're sharing them up and down the reef. You want your sterns all lined up. That will get you'll never get yelled at. It's just a matter of courtesy. Once you're anchored, and before you leave the dock, the biggest mistake I see people do when say, "Wow, you caught 30 or 40, and I only caught 3 or 4. Did you take 20 boxes of chum or 2 boxes of chum?" If you're going to invest in a day, the gasoline, the time, the vacation, spend a few extra dollars on chum. You can refreeze what you don't use. But when you run out, all the fish are going to go to the boat next to you. The more chum you have, the more action you're going to have. And the biggest mistake I see with everyone loading their boats in the morning, especially private boats, they don't take enough chum. And that's as simple as that's the easiest, most basic part of fishing on the reef. Chum and they will come. And when you run out, you might still have bait, but the school's going to go the boat with the most chum.
Mm-hmm. Do you suggest with the, depending on the size of the boat and your coffin box or your big Yeti or whatever you've got in the front of the boat, do you suggest going with the smaller boxes or the big commercial blocks of chum?
The commercial blocks are very bulky and hard to maintain. I would have a dedicated cooler with the 7-pound blocks, as much as you can hold, even if it's just got chum in it for the day. You can use it, for fish, as the chum starts to come out, you can start putting fish in if you need the space on the boat. But you need to dedicate one cooler, especially on the boats that are going to be 19 to 25 feet. You have to dedicate a cooler full of chum every trip.
Right on. And then as far as kind of targeting any particular species, any tips there?
If you're yellow tailing, you want to be 35 to 90 feet deep. Mangrove snappers, you want to be inside of that. You want to find rock piles in Hawk's Channel. They could actually be close as 1 mile, 2 miles off the beach. You just have to consult your local charter boats, check your charts. Wherever you have some hard rocks and a little bit of grass and sand, if you chum it, the mangroves are going to be there. And then again, when you're on the edge of the reef, the first things are going to come in your sight are going to be the yellowtail. So just a matter of what species you want to chase after, and that sets up the depth where you want to fish in.
All right. Great tips from Captain Scott Walker from Into the Blue. Thank you, Scott.
On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep sea adventures.
Coming to me.
He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
You go out there and the fish are where you think they are, any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know, right here at Hawks Cay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.